In 1931, the Prairie Queen Baseball Club was organized. Basil Buck was the manager. Harry Brenton was player coach, and team players were Prairie Queen farm boys. Home games were played 1 mile south of the Prairie Queen Schoolhouse in the J.P. Berry pasture. Sunday afternoons, many ball games were played while large crowds of fans watched. Some teams we played were Eads, Haswell, Ordway, Carvel, Sheridan Lake, Kit Carson, South Lincoln Wildcat, Black Lake, Fine Flat, and May Valley. We were invited to play for area community celebrations, fairs, and tournaments. One July 4th, we played at Sheridan Lake. I don't remember the score, only that we won. The next year on July 4th, we played at Ordway. I think this game drew the largest audience of any game we played. The grandstand was full and cars were parked all the way around the outfield. Bill Buck hit a ball over the cars. The center fielder went between the cars, caught the ball, and denied us the home run. I don't remember the name of Ordway's team, but they were good players and good sports. We always had a good time at Ordway. We had no league at the time. We invited teams to play on our home diamond. Other teams invited us to play on theirs. We were busy all season. One of the first teams to ask us to play was South Lincoln Wildcat. We played them at Boyero on a 4th of July. They won the game with Johnny Hawk pitching. When they came to our field for a return match, we gave Johnny an apple pie, and he ate it before the game. Needless to say, Johnny's pitching went sour, and we won that game. We played a game north of Fowler, Colorado. I don't remember the team, but Lloyd Berry hit a home run and didn't know he hit the ball. We yelled for him to run, and he scored. Even so, we lost 8-4. Eads was the toughest team to win from. Jess Eels, Eddie Stombaugh, and the Lindholm brothers, Carl and Kelly, were the first four batters Frank faced in the pitcher's box. They beat us 2-0 on our diamond, one of the best games played. We played Eads a return game and won it. I got on first and went to second, was caught out. I slid past, crawled on my hands and knees back to second base, and the umpire called me safe. Quite a controversy followed over that call between the umpire and Eads. I saw many great plays by Prairie Queen and opposing teams. I remember Gene Kelly catching a ball with both feet straight up. I don't know whether he has the twist out of his neck yet. I caught most of the game, so I could see most of the plays. I saw Lloyd and Gene catch line drives on their knees as a player came running in. There were double plays, a few triple plays, and home run hits. I hit several home runs, but ran so slow I would get only to second base. Gene Kelly and I are the only living members of the Prairie Queen Club. The others have passed on. I would like to pay tribute to them. They played to win and for pleasure. They were a good bunch of fellows. Sometimes I sit and think about the good times we had playing baseball, and I wonder if we'll play in the hereafter. If we do, will Lloyd forget to run? Will Gene stand on his head to catch a fly ball? Will Frank have the speed and curves that he had? And will the rest of us make double plays? If we do, it will be great. The only thing is, Gene, Raymond Musselman from Eads, and I will be too old to make the starting lineup. Special thanks go to our umpires, as I recall them, Ed Immer, Oscar White, Stanley Kessler, Johnny Jacobs, Lee Womack, F.Q. Kirkpatrick. They were close plays called. I know it was a difficult job, but they were great. These are my recollections of the Prairie Queen baseball team in its heyday. I'm sorry I don't remember more statistics. I'll always remember the boys I played with and those I played against. They were more than friends. They were participants in the nation's number one sport. Fantastic! It was a wonderful time in my life when we played the game.